Introducing a new suite of 6 actively managed ETFs, powered by Capital Group and everything behind it. Explore what's behind our new active ETFs at capitalgroup.com/ETFs. American Funds Distributors, Inc., member FINRA.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, May 16th. I'm Trinae Ree for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. If you're looking to travel this summer, buyer beware. Your trip may cost you a lot more this year. Prices are up for just about everything, flights, lodging, and car rentals. What's worse, there may be fewer ways than usual to get around it.
It used to be that you could find these really amazing offers where it was like, you know, 25,000 miles would pay for a $1,000 round trip, flights to somewhere. Those deals are harder to come by.
On today's show, our travel reporter Jacob Passy breaks down why previous hacks that travelers relied on to save money might not work this year. That's after the break.
Analyzing news events involves many moving pieces. But whether you're analyzing politics or data points, accountability is key for doing great work. Monday.com keeps the entire organization on the same page in real time. Everyone knows who's responsible for what, when things are due, and how much progress has been made, so you know who to turn to in a moment of crisis or celebration. Leave your limits behind and discover what you can accomplish with Monday.com. To start your free 14-day trial, go to Monday.com/podcast.
More people are eager to get out and travel this year, and that demand is driving up prices. According to the latest data from the Consumer Price Index, airline fares rose about 18% between March and April. Now, frequent travelers have always relied on certain tactics to keep their travel expenses down, but those common cost-saving tricks may not cut it this year. Here to explain why is WSJ travel reporter Jacob Passy. Hi, Jacob. Thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Jacob, we've talked about the ups and downs of travel throughout the pandemic on the show, but how are airlines dealing with the current increased demand?
They are jacking up prices. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry there. And they're facing a lot of challenges on the operational side of things. Jet fuel prices are also going up quite a bit. They're still dealing with labor shortages for pilots, ground crews, etc. So they also have a bit of a capacity issue there where they are not able to operate as many flights per day as they might otherwise like to. And so the combination of high demand with everyone looking to get out after years cooped up at home with COVID and those operational challenges affecting the supply, it's a recipe for much higher prices.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the common ways travelers might try to deal with those high prices. In the earlier months of the pandemic, we talked on the show about what travelers could do with unused flight credits and vouchers. Are those still helpful to ease these high prices?
They certainly are if you have them. And if you have them right now, it's important to check what the expiration date is. For some folks, those expiration dates are going to be coming up this year. And we're not really hearing from airlines like we did last year that they're extending those vouchers. So you'll want to use them. The problem now, though, is a flight you booked in 2020 or 2021 that you had to cancel and get a voucher for, you're not going to necessarily be able to find a flight for that same price today. And so travel experts I spoke with said it's not going to be uncommon that you'll have that voucher, but it's not going to cover the full price of whatever new ticket you buy. If you're doing the exact same destination, you're probably going to have to pay a little bit more on top of that. But for a lot of folks, they write it off as money they've already paid. You know, it's not something that they think about as being in their bank account. And so that is alleviating some of the price pressure they may otherwise face when it comes to traveling right now.
What about frequent flyer miles or credit card points? Would those be helpful?
They are helpful. The problem with those is we have seen in recent years, and this was even occurring a little bit before COVID too, many airlines, hotels were changing their policies, changing the redemption rates around those. And so it used to be that you could find these really amazing offers where it was like, you know, 25,000 miles would pay for a $1,000 round trip, flights to somewhere. Those deals are harder to come by. They do still exist, but less often. You're less often seeing miles or membership in loyalty programs being able to get you those free upgrades into first class or business class. Instead, you know, the experts I spoke with said, look at these points or miles as essentially sort of cash. It's not going to go as far as it used to. It's not going to have an outsized kind of ability to book you tickets, but it is a perk. If you have that credit card, it is a way to get the most bang for your buck. And so definitely use them to your advantage. They just don't go quite as far these days as they once did.
Now, what about waiting to buy a ticket? Normally, you might get a better deal closer to the date of the trip, right?
Sometimes. Pre-COVID, you could find these really crazy last-minute deals as airlines were looking to fill up those flights, get as many people into the flight as possible. Because, you know, for the airline, it is always better to fly a full flight rather than an empty flight. It reduces their cost, improves their bottom line. But like I said before, the capacity situation with airlines right now is really tight. We're seeing, you know, one expert I spoke with said 80 to 90% of the seats available today, that as compared with 2019 levels. So with fewer seats going around and plenty of people flying, you're not finding too many flights that are that empty just prior to the scheduled departure. Plus, airlines in recent years have really ramped up dividing up the cabin even more into different price tiers. And so those basic economy seats that come with the most restrictions are also the cheapest ones. Those tend to book first. And so the seats that are left over closer to the actual date of the flight are more likely to be more expensive seats. So even if they're discounted by the airline, it's going to be a discount on top of an already higher price. So the likelihood of getting a deal doing that is slimmer these days.
Along with booking flights, I might have to get a rental car and a hotel room. How should travelers think about those?
Don't put that off. If you find a good flight deal, book it right away. Consider booking directly with the airline. And I say that because when you book directly with the airline for flights in or out of the U.S., the federal government has regulations that require a 24-hour window in which you can cancel that reservation and get a full refund if you book directly with the airline. That does not apply if you book with like an online travel agency like Expedia or some other third party. I say that because, you know, if you find a good deal, book the flight directly with the airline, like I said, and then you have 24 hours to figure everything else out. And so that's the time you should look at the hotel in wherever you're traveling to see if you can find affordable options there, but especially the rental car. Rental cars are still hard to find. Maybe a little bit easier this year, but there's a chance we'll see a repeat of last year where you saw people booking U-Hauls in Hawaii because there were just no rental cars to go around. So that is still a possibility. It is still expensive. And what a lot of people might find is, yeah, you can get occasionally a good flight option. It's not a situation where there are no deals to be had, but hotels and rental cars are also going up in price just like airline fares.
Jacob, I'm almost afraid to ask this, but what if I haven't booked my summer getaway just yet? Am I too late?
I wouldn't say you're too late, but time is of the essence. Sooner is better than later these days. Definitely be looking out. Obviously, you know, anything for Memorial Day weekend or early June, that's going to be tough. For later in the summer, you'll have more options. There are also tricks you can take to improve the likelihood of finding a good deal. Traveling on Tuesdays or, you know, odd days of the week rather than the weekends, that will save you money. You know, look to the destinations you're going to, see if there's any major events happening there, anything like that. Business travel demand has not picked up the same as leisure travel. So if for some reason you're visiting family in like a business travel destination, like a city where there's lots of conferences usually and things like that, you may be able to find options there. But definitely time is of the essence. You want to book soon because the longer you wait, the less likely it even is that you'll be able to go.
Before you go, Jacob, I'm curious, what if I'm thinking ahead for my fall and winter travel plans? Is it too early to book flights and lodging?
It's not too early, although I have heard anecdotally from some folks that airlines' schedules are still in flux. And so the one risk you have, you know, if you book further out in advance, is that your plans could end up changing because of the operational issues airlines are having. They are playing with schedules a lot. And so I've heard from folks who booked trips and then their flights were canceled and rescheduled for a different day or a different time, but that may not have worked with their schedules or with their plans. And so there are some risks there, but you can book far out in advance. Another thing to think about when thinking about winter or fall travel, especially for the holidays, because that's another popular expensive time to travel, is if you do have credit cards that earn rewards points and miles, use those smartly, or consider potentially, you can fit it within your budget, opening a new one to get that kind of bonus. Because although miles don't go as far as they used to, they can offset the cost. And so you want to think smart. You know, if you are going on a summer vacation and then you are hoping to visit family for Thanksgiving or Christmas or some other holiday later in the year, you can always, you know, rack up those points on your spending with your summer vacation, and then you get the kind of bang for your buck of then using those points to offset the cost of travel later in the year. So think smart about that now.
All right. That's WSJ travel reporter Jacob Passy. Jacob, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Trinity Nuri for The Wall Street Journal.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.